Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, October 27th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
new certification helps clinicians advance digital cardiac care. The American Heart Association has launched a new Digital Health in Cardiac Care certification program to help healthcare providers navigate the challenges of remote telehealth cardiac care. This certification aims to bridge the gap between traditional practice and remote patient monitoring, ensuring quality care in telehealth. It equips providers with the skills to effectively use digital tools like wearable devices and telehealth platforms to manage and prevent heart conditions. The certification process includes digital health literacy, evidence-based online education, live remote proctored assessments, and opportunities for professional promotion. This certification is part of the Certified Professional by the American Heart Association portfolio, which aims to standardize training and validate expertise in technology-enabled clinical settings. State Roundup. Van Hollen, also Brooks, opposed bill to limit back pay for federal workers. FEMA help denied for Western MD. Obamacare premiums to jump as Congress deadlocks. The Trump administration denied Maryland's final appeal for federal disaster relief for Western Maryland communities still recovering from May's historic flash floods. Senators Van Hollen and also Brooks opposed a bill to limit back pay for federal workers during the shutdown. Food education program for low-income families defunded. Obamacare premiums set to jump as Congress deadlocks. Governor Wes Moore contrasts private sector job growth with federal job cuts. U.S. Rep. Jamie Raskin calls for Maryland to fight back against GOP redistricting. Frustration boils after double payments mistakenly issued to workers who took buyouts. Maryland's infrastructure report card unveiled with a C grade. Democrat Schandelmeyer aims to put working people first in Annapolis re-election run. Baltimore County Councilman calls for review of school's AI gun detection system. Serial entrepreneur E. Randolph Mariner to be honored Wednesday for his successful ventures.
Food education program for low-income families defunded. Maryland's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, Education, SNAP Ed, has been defunded as of October 1st, due to President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. This program provided nutrition education classes to SNAP participants and low-income families, reaching over 640,000 residents in its final year. With the closure, 70 employees will lose their jobs and 700 community partners will be affected. In Frederick County, the loss of funding impacts Judy Centers, which provided fresh food deliveries and nutrition education to children and families. The program also served Alice families, offering resources to stretch limited budgets. The end of SNAP Ed leaves a significant gap in food access and education for low-income families in Maryland.
Rita Case donates $2 million to Cleveland Clinic Weston Hospital and unveils the Rita and Rick Case Corridor. Rita Case, president and CEO of Rick Case Automotive Group, donated $2 million to Cleveland Clinic Weston Hospital to support research, education, patient care, and capital needs. In recognition of this gift, the hospital unveiled the Rita and Rick Case Corridor. Case, along with leadership from Rick Case Automotive Group and Cleveland Clinic, attended the ceremony. Dr. Ross expressed gratitude for Case's ongoing support, highlighting how her gifts fuel research and innovation. Since 2016, the Case family has donated over $3 million to the hospital, supporting various initiatives. Cleveland Clinic Weston Hospital has been recognized as the number one hospital in Miami-Fort Lauderdale and named on Newsweek's World's Best Hospitals list. The Rick Case Automotive Group, founded in 1962, is the nation's largest female-owned automotive dealer group in America. Rita Case was named the 2024 Time Dealer of the Year.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.